Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter, and the clearest sign to date that the nation has achieved a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession. The report from the Commerce Department. The Biden administration will allow a nationwide ban on evictions expire Saturday. As of July 5th, roughly 3.6 million people in the U.S. say they faced eviction in the next 2 months, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits slid last week, another sign that the job market continues to recover rapidly. The Labor Department reports jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 400,000 last week. The Dow is ahead 212 points. The S&P up 27. This is SRN News.
This summer, we all want to reconnect with friends and family. And the team at Legacy Box can help you make the most of your time together by enabling you to revisit classic memories while creating new ones. Legacy Box is an affordable way to have footage of family milestones trapped on home movies and photos safely stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. The process is remarkably simple. Just follow the guide from Legacy Box's all-inclusive kit, and their experienced team will create digital copies of your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Soon you'll have everything saved on the format of your choice, along with your originals. Imagine highlights from the past digitally preserved and always ready to share. Even better, Legacy Box is offering 40% off this week. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this limited time offer and ensure your past is always within reach. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again, but better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Javonte Stubbs is behind bars this morning in charge of the killing of Selma police officer Marquise Maurer and the wounding of a female. Stubbs was charged with capital murder and attempted murder following his arrest at an apartment complex in Tuscaloosa. He's been jailed in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. A domestic dispute ends in tragedy in Emerald Mountain. Sheriff Bill Franklin says officers responded to a call of a man with a gun, arrived to the scene, and detained the man in question, but a younger male came out of the house with a machete-like weapon and was shot and killed by an Elmore County deputy. And the Southeastern Conference's 14 presidents and chancellors are expected to meet and vote today to extend invitations to Texas and Oklahoma. The two Big 12 schools are expected to officially accept the invitations in a Friday morning trustee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
So I still can't get over how much I saved at Kohl's. I did a double take when I saw my receipt. The home sale deals are just that great. I got 20% off a Keurig coffee maker, 40% off cute throw pillows, and a Bissell carpet cleaner for $249.99. I even got an extra 15% off and picked up Kohl's cash. So yeah, you know the saying home sweet home? More like Kohl's sweet Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer ends July 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can sometimes be hard to tell if a prebiotic or probiotic is working. Not anymore. New Align Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies help soothe occasional abdominal discomfort, gas, and bloating in as little as 7 days. So you can get back the freedom to do what you love fast without worrying about occasional digestive upsets. Take new Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies daily for best results. From Align, the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Visit AlignProbiotics.com for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Not Dan Morris here. April Marie Fogle, your favorite substitute teacher. And if I'm not your favorite by now, I'm never going to be. I don't know what to do about that. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to call and chat with me today. I mentioned earlier Todd Stacy coming in, Steve Marshall calling in, and Mo Brooks calling in. I can't wait to talk to Mo today. Man, so much happening with him.
A lot going on here.
I have questions about this body armor situation. I have questions, lots of questions I need answers to. For those who didn't hear, Mo came out and said that on January 6th, he was wearing body armor at the event. And so I want to talk about that. There's some scuttlebutt that Club for Growth might be ready to weigh in on that U.S. Senate race. So many things happening. Joey, I caught your COVID stuff, and I that sounded wrong. Let me back that up. I caught your COVID conversation. Joey does not have the COVID.
Yeah, no, it's just when you see a timeline laid out like that, just from this year, and like we're taking headlines based on official pronouncements by the CDC director and Fauci himself, and the shift has been remarkable. Let's say the credibility credit card of the nation and the scientific authorities it's being run up right now.
Well, the CDC, I genuinely feel like there's not someone there helping them understand that at this point, they are the problem. As much, and people are going to say this is wild, but as much as COVID itself, people are just scared of what's coming out of CDC and the data and the information, and those who are vaccine hesitant, none of those concerns can, at this point in time, be persuaded by the CDC themselves. That's why I encourage everybody to go see their healthcare physician, because it shouldn't be your friends or your neighbor or your mailman convincing you, or somebody sitting behind a mic. It should be somebody who knows about your actual body, your actual health. And trust me, I've tried to Dr. Google myself, you know, where you're like, well, let me look this up. And there is some bad misinformation out there. There is, specifically around COVID, there is bad information. And so I encourage everybody to weigh your own risk factors and talk to a healthcare professional, because this is not something to be played with, and if you're waiting for CDC to come and give you some magic answer, that ship has sailed. They have proven that CDC as an agency, Fauci as an individual, even the Biden administration, be it Psaki, Biden, or where the heck is she, VP Harris? It's just not, it's not coming from them. Simple Man on the line. Hiya, Simple Man.
Hey, Marie, and George still hanging in there. I've been listening to this all day about the COVID. I was up in Birmingham listening to their show, and I've been trying to let it go, but it just bothers me so much. Here lately, I thought I'd call while y'all still talking about it before y'all get on something else.
Good timing, because I'm going to refuse to talk about it most of the day.
Yeah, you laid it out real good on your show when you gave all that information out there, the back and forth, flip flop. We see that in that CDC, one of the alphabet programs, and we see the FBI and the corruption in the FBI. We see the corruption in the CIA. Every single entity within the United States government has shown itself to be corrupt, shown itself to be deceitful. How can we possibly look at the CDC as if it was a standalone entity and say, oh, well, that's CDC, they're okay, even though they've got it wrong a little bit? I mean, in my opinion, how naive do you have to be before you can't put all of these things together and see that it's a part of that wonderful conspiracy that we get accused of promoting all the time? That these things just didn't fall. And misinformation, really it is information when it comes from the White House or any of the associated bureaucracies. So, you know, it's just like, how can you have, like you said, the faith? How do you have faith in any of the government bureaucracies at this point in time to act on any of it with any, real sincerity? And that's just my opinion.
Yeah, it is Simple Man, your opinion is what most people are feeling, most people are thinking. They are thinking that there's no credibility left for the government and for the CDC, and rightfully so. I was one of those very early let's find out more about this condition. Let's mask, if they say mask, or they the virologists, the experts, if they say you need to be masked up, let's mask, let's figure this out. And it did not take me long to realize that they didn't know what the heck they were talking about, the CDC and Fauci. And let's not forget Scarf Lady, Dr. Birx. She went away for a while. But I truly believe the vaccine works. This is why I got it. I also truly believe that I'm not vaccinating my children until I'm forced to, until they cannot go to school or participate in events because they aren't vaccinated. But I'm not going to have them be one of the earliest vaccinated people. But I think adults have to make their own choices. And you do that. This is where I'm going to come back to this. Do this based on a medical doctor who knows you, not a Facebook post, not a somebody, a meme, not a image, not a tweet. Do it based on your own unique circumstances. And I think most people are going to find that their own unique circumstances call for a vaccination, whether it be because of your health or the health of somebody you're around often enough that it would kill you.
The only problem I see with that, Marie, is the fact that your doctor is getting his information from above, you know, which can be traced all the way up to the CDC, and a lot of his recommendations are going to be, given on the same information that you got from somewhere else, because that's what he's getting. I mean,
but doctor, the doctor's going to look at your chart, and the doctor, I think every doctor is going to ultimately recommend getting a vaccination, but the doctor's going to look at your chart, and he's going to have specific things. Are you diabetic? Are you overweight? Are you, do you have underlying conditions? Are you taking care of somebody who fits one of those? And so if they say, I just want you to get it for your community, then you make that choice based on that. But have the information about who you are in front of you and go from there. That's my position. All right, Simple Man, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. You two have a great day.
Thanks.
We went to Simple Man's call before I ever got out the words to remember, when you're calling, ask to get into the drawings. Sweet Creek, $60 drawing. And today, in like 45 minutes or so, we're going to do the $75. You guys, $75 Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing. So you'll want to get in on that. We're going to hit a quick break. If you're holding on the line or you want to get on that line, 272-9228, we will be right back. This is a quick one.
You are so beautiful. You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me. You set my soul afire, filling my heart with one desire. Won't it be?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331. We offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues. So you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to The Dan Morris Show with your special guest host, April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark is supposed to be keeping me out of trouble, but I had to keep him out of trouble for the first time ever. Yay!
It won't be the last.
I don't know. I don't know about that. If you are holding on the line, I'm going to remind you to ask to get into the drawings. There's the Sweet Creek drawing for a $60 gift basket. And then our friends over at Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams, the guy who can help you get money in your pocket with a home equity loan, a land equity loan, or an auto equity loan. He can also help you get pre-financed if you're going to buy a house in this crazy wild west of a market. You're going to want to give him a call. He's at 567-9000. That's 567-9000. And you're going to want to tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener and that April Marie told you to give him a call. Maybe you're not in the market for any of those things. But you know us. Half of y'all have done met him already. Send a friend over. Give them his information. You're not going to regret it. 567-9000 is the number to their office on a mountain in Wetumpka over there. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. And in just one short hour, we're going to do the drawing for that $75 gift card. Don't want to miss it. Clint on the line. Hiya, Clint.
Good day, kiddo.
Hiya.
Hey, let's get off the
putting in for both drawings.
Oh, I like it.
Get that out of the way, all right?
Good job, Clint.
Because that's what you've been talking about. So.
Well, anyway, anytime I can talk people into asking for free money.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not quite free because you got to listen, you got to call in, you got to drive over there.
Yeah. Well, hey, I've won Sweet Creek twice.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, now you're about due for Mortgage Corp at some point.
Yeah.
Well, what do you...
Maybe I'll get lucky again. So.
There you go. What are you thinking in terms of all of this bizarre COVID stuff?
The vaccine.
Stuff?
You had the vaccine, and Joey Clark said he's going to take it tomorrow. So, I do not trust the CDC. I don't trust our government for a doggone thing. I just don't.
Do you want to hear the cynic in me, Clint? The cynic
Ma'am?
In me says, you want to hear the cynical side of me? The cynic,
yes.
The cynic in me says that I wouldn't trust the government not to give us a medication that would kill a bunch of people off. But the companies themselves, be it Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they answer to stakeholders, and they really like making money. And they're in the money-making business. So they could...
And that's all it is, money.
And so they're in the money-making business. And my theory here is this medicine is not going to have the worst of the worst side effects, because what they want is they want to give you booster shots the rest of your life. And they can't do that if everybody stops taking them. So my...
So how many more shots are you going to take?
The cynic in me, Clint, says it is safe... Even if it requires a booster shot. So where I am, Clint, is I got the J&J vaccine, and now I'm wondering how I can get one of the other ones. I ain't having no more babies.
So how many does that equal out to do? You going to take 4 shots take care of this COVID?
I'll take as many shots as it takes for me to feel safe, as if I'm not going to give those, be it my father, be it Jack Campbell, be it those around me who are at high risk. My fiance's assistant is at high risk. She's got diabetes. I will take as many shots as it takes for me not to put people in harm's way, even if it's just decreasing the chance.
Okay.
And that's just my personal choice. That's my personal choice, knowing the circumstances
exactly.
around
that,
me.
That's
and
your personal opinion.
And I want everyone
opinion.
To yeah. make that choice, as well-informed as they can be, not looking at the CDC, but looking at studies, talking to doctors, knowing what we know about who dies with it, knowing what we know about how it's spread, make an informed decision. And yeah, I'm a weirdo. I get every shot. I've got every vaccination. I got the pneumonia, the flu, you name it, I got it. And my children are also vaccinated. And you know, I've had arguments and discussions on this on this show and that the station about this, but that's my personal choice, and I want everybody to make a choice that's based on the facts of their life.
I agree with you, kiddo. It's up to you. And I have never had a flu shot in my life.
The flu shot's one of those really really annoying ones, because the fact of the matter is that people do get the flu or flu-like symptoms from the flu shot.
Well, yeah, it's just flu.
It drives people crazy. But here's what is interesting about this, and I was thinking about this as I listened to Joey on the way here. What's interesting about the COVID and all the variants is that the flu has variants every year. That's why it's a crapshoot on whether or not the vaccination works. They designed
yes, ma'am.
The flu vaccination with what strand of the flu, which variant of the flu they think is going to be predominant that year. And some years they nail it, and some years they don't. And so when everybody's like, oh, another variant, and I'm like, the flu has become, is there's so many variants of the flu, but we don't freak out this way about it. All right.
But there's one vaccine that has never been invented.
What's that?
The common cold.
Nope. They can't do anything about that dang common cold.
You cannot prevent the common cold. You just can't.
Well, so. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have a vaccination that cures stupid.
All right.
All right, Clint. You take care.
Have a good day.
You too. James on the line. Hiya, James.
Hey, April Marie, I've been a previous winner, and I'd rather leave it open to people that haven't enjoy that so they can win. To Joey, I wouldn't listen to anyone that hasn't had the vaccine or doesn't have any medical training of any type. I've had about 5 years of it. My son, a couple of weeks ago, had his second Moderna shot. He got his on a Friday, and he didn't feel anything on the second, except the next day he had to work and felt a little bit cruddy, because, you know, kind of like he was a little bit nauseous. But then the day, then he drank the Gatorade and everything, and the next day he felt great. And he's kind of enjoys a little bit older than Joey, but they both are workout freaks, mm-hmm. and weight train people. And so he advised him to wait a couple of days on his weight training, and when he got back to it, he was really invigorated, so it did nothing to slow him up on that. He had his best workouts after that. But he got it at Adam's Drug and on
that's where I'm going.
On Commons, right up what do you call it, close to where you live,
Atlanta Highway. That's where I'm
And the Moderna was the one that both of us used, and my friend here had the other, but both of us had the Moderna, and we really liked that one. And so I don't think you have a bit of problem. That second day, I was advised to drink a little Gatorade, and gave him the same advice. And, you know, I wouldn't take anybody's word that doesn't get shots, doesn't get flu shots, doesn't get any kind of shots. I'd go by other people that have had it and see what their results were, and I don't think you'd have any problems except maybe the second day for a little bit, but you're off on Saturday, so, you know, you can handle that.
Yeah, and one thing I'm worried about, James, and this is not going to necessarily deter me from going Friday, is that if there were massive problems, the way our information structures are set up now, those signals would not be allowed to be put out, and they would be branded conspiracy, misinformation, disinformation. And I'm very worried that there are very reputable scientists, people with medical training and research training, maybe even folks that helped, you know, the innovation of mRNA vaccinations, who have concerns. And the fact that signals are not allowed to be presented as possibly involved with the vaccine sometimes are being labeled as, oh, we don't know what's happening. It's a dangerous road we're going down, where the truth has to hew to a party line and a political agenda instead of just the truth, and let the science will out.
Yes, I think you'll be safe on that. The only thing that they'll tell you as you get it is to not use any Tylenol and stuff like that afterwards. Outside that, ibuprofen and stuff. Naproxen, all those things, and but then the third day you'd be safe to go ahead and use some. That's the only thing, is for soreness, and you can, if you get a little soreness there, you could rub a little alcohol on the spot of injection. But you should be really fine, and midweek next week you'll be doing curls and bench presses and everything else that you love to do, like he does. Y'all look a lot alike, and body structure and age and everything. So y'all do great.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, James.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, if you're holding on the line, continue holding, especially if you're calling to get in on those drawings, because you do not want to miss your opportunity before Mortgage Corporation of the South and then Sweet Creeks tomorrow.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL, lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates for this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again, but better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. We opened a can of worms today. Joey has one job in life when it comes to the Dan Morris Show. And for the last 91 days, he's accomplished that, which is keep me out of trouble. Some days tougher than others. Today, he got me in trouble. My entire lines are lit up because Joey started this COVID conversation.
Good trouble.
Good trouble. So we're going to take a few more calls, especially hint, hint, get asked to get in on those drawings. And then we're going to shift topics because Todd Stacy is here with me. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. We're going to start with Jeanine today. Hello, Jean.
Hey, April. This is Jean.
Hi there.
What is shingles?
Shingles is what adults who have had chicken pox get as an adult. So basically it comes back and it's this itchy skin rash situation, but you can be vaccinated against it so that you don't get it. But adults who have had chicken pox adults who have not had chicken pox. Thank you for that, Todd.
I've had chicken pox, so
you don't need the shingles.
Did I get that?
Honey, I'm not a doctor. Look at me giving you telling you the wrong people get it. This is why you don't listen to Talk Host about your medical advice. I say get whatever your doctor says you need, but I didn't have a girlfriend who was young. She was like 30 who got shingles, and she was pretty freaking miserable.
It's a painful disease.
Did you get shingles?
No, but I will get the vaccine because I had a very light case of chicken pox.
Mm.
So it's one of those kind of things. Like,
all right.
So
I'm all for all. I'm all for all vaccines. I've not turned into a monster yet. I managed to have 3 children in a healthy way. I'm rolling with it, baby. I'm rolling. So, Gene, ask your doctor about it, but shingles sounds awful, and I'm looking at pictures of it, and it looks even more awful than it sounds for the record. No, see, it looks. Anyone who's had chickenpox may develop shingles. It's a reactivation of the chickenpox virus in the body. So if you've had chickenpox, you get it.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, and I also want to get in on the drawing.
Oh, what's that month and day?
Pardon me?
What's that month
and day? Wait, I know. It's, hold on, I'm 126?
That's right.
Ah, I got you, Jane.
All right. Thank you, Jane.
All right, you got it, Gene. We're headed to Harvey next. Harvey, you there still?
I am still here.
What you talking about?
Well, one thing I've never done, I've called a couple of times, I wish to get in on the drawing. Sweet creep.
There you go. Thank you, Harvey.
What's that month and day of birth, Harvey?
10-9, October 9th.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, the caller, he may have been about three or four calls ago. One of the things that popped in my mind, he said he did not trust the government in any way. Now, I'm 66 years old, and I, growing up, everybody always trusted the government. What has changed?
Oh.
In my opinion, the only thing that has changed with the government is that it's more diverse than it used to be. Because if you go back to the biblical days, when the young man came to Christ and said, "What must I do to receive these blessings?" And the man was rich. He had all these items, and Christ said, "Share with the poor, save it." The man walked away. None of us want to give up what we have, regardless of color, status, or whatever. That's the only difference I see in the government now. It is more diverse. The parties, be it Democratic or be it Republican, basically all of us general non-super donors are basically, you know what, whites for them. And that's the only way I can see it. I still participate, but that is the way I see it. Growing up, I called once before and made this mention. Here in Alabama, I grew up in Alabama. And particularly during the time of the various civil rights and so forth and other changes that were going on, when people were coming in trying to get people to vote for candidates, be they from Hollywood, of what you call political activists and so forth, the main cheer line, we do not need outside agitators. That's exactly what they were called coming into our state. Now I hear every campaign, every commercial, it is some either office holder from Washington or another state or whatever.
Harvey, are you frustrated by all these Mo Brooks, Donald Trump ads? Is that what you're telling me?
That's one of them.
You just wait till Club for Growth and their $10 million come in.
I have said this previously. And remember what I said earlier, I still stand by it and truly believe it. Whether the candidate, in most cases, whether the candidate is black, whether the candidate is Asian, whether the candidate is a Republican or Democrat, when you get to the bottom, there's going to be things you don't like. And they're going to hold hands some way in there. It's kind of like they say, how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. When you see that, you don't like it. Now, I saw that. I don't have a better plan, but I'm just saying I do get tired of hearing all this basically, you know what, that is this and is that. It's nothing different. I can remember the Democratic and the Republican Party, and I'm going to say this, and I'll get off. They just changed hats.
All right.
So that's a lot.
True story.
That's all there is.
All right, Harvey, thanks for calling. You know, why do people distrust government? Todd, let's look for a simple... Well, I think people distrust CDC and Fauci because he keeps changing his mind. But government in general has lost a lot of public trust over the years.
Well, of course. I mean it comes with the territory of being an American. And it's not anything surprising. But at the same time, government is essential. We have to have it to get by. We have to have it to... I mean, without government, there's no... roads, there's no
no police, there's no military
right.
defense.
I mean, we have but it's healthy to have a distrust of government, but there's you can also take it too far. I mean, obviously that's how people end up in bunkers with, you know, walling themselves off from the world. There are great things government does. I mean, and I know we're talking about this vaccine. I think we kind of got off talking about what a feat it was of science, and especially, you know, the government working with the private sector to, in record time, in amazingly...
At warp speed, almost.
Operation warp speed to develop this vaccine that is right now saving lives. And I think one thing the Biden administration kind of missed the boat on was, you know, being more united about it. Instead of kind of pushing their part of it, instead of crediting Donald Trump with what he should be credited with, was just, you know, getting the effort going to develop this vaccine.
Well, and that is incredibly frustrating because there have been a number of individuals who have made this a partisan fight as opposed to not even just an American fight, a worldwide fight to get control of the spread, to understand the spread, to get control of what information is factual and which information is are just out there by fear mongers, and to have people make informed and educated decisions based on their health. Fauci and CDC has just made a mess of this, and it has been a what not to replicate campaign for those of us who are in communications.
I agree, and I've been so disappointed. If there's one agency in the government that we should trust above all else, it's the CDC. We depend on that.
Correct.
We need health advice. And now, I don't doubt that it was well-meaning, but you go back, you know, what was it, last March, I mean, more than a year ago, when Fauci said, you know, you don't need to wear masks. This is not, you know, not a situation where you need to wear masks. Well, we know now that the reason why he said that
was because he didn't want to run on masks.
To preserve masks. Well,
he could have said that differently.
I think, well, just say it. Just say, hey, well, first of all, the first mask that I wore was a homemade mask, right?
Okay.
So say that. Say, hey, it would be a great idea to wear a mask. Please don't run out and get them because we need to preserve them for the, you know, healthcare workers. Right. I think Americans can be trusted with that information.
That's the key word there. They believe at CDC, Fauci has proven he doesn't believe Americans can be trusted with information.
And so what happens is, you know, then we have to wear masks, and we don't trust it because you lied to me. And that's just, it's hard to trust somebody that lies to you.
Yes.
And it was well-intentioned, but it was really unfortunate because from then on, and there have been a lot of other missteps, it's just really hard to regain that trust. And I think it's going to take a lot of years after this for the CDC to, you know, really gain back the public trust.
I agree. And I think the first step of that is removing Fauci. There's no way to keep Fauci as the lead of this effort and get past what he has done. And so I think a big part of this is making someone else the front person.
That's not going to happen. I mean, Biden, he's, and of course, Fauci's not with the CDC. He's Biden's top scientific advisor. infectious disease.
But he's not going to do that. There's got to be someone else who can step up. Remember, for a while it was Dr. Birx and Fauci, and they never really got a Dr. Birx type. Okay, find yourselves a woman with lots of scarves who people can trust, and put her on the air. It's not that hard. All right, all kidding aside. We're going to hit a quick break here in a moment. When we come back, we'll talk more of this. We're going to get into a little bit of state politics as well. Before I go to break, I want to remind you guys to visit my friends at Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder have this phenomenal shop over there. It's been there for more than 27 years. They have prices for every price range, gifts for every occasion. They can do engagement. They can do an anniversary. They can do those cute little trendy initial necklaces for your daughters or your granddaughters. Someone going off to college, let them know you were thinking of them. So many different reasons to go visit them and go visit their Facebook page. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. They believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive, so they do have everything within price points. And if you don't find something you like, they'll make it for you. Josh does that. Do go over and visit them. They're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Tell them April Marie sent you. Back in a moment.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest. So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to some Straight Talk with April Marie Fogel. Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble.
Indeed.
Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News.
I cause trouble most places I go.
I have never seen you cause trouble, ever. Apparently, I need to hang out with you more often. Really? You cause trouble?
Ooh, you got trouble.
Oh, who knew?
Lots and lots of trouble.
Who knew? Okay, before we get into that, we're going to have a couple quick, hear me say it now, quick calls, because time is running out before our next guest calls in. Susan, how's it going?
Yeah, hey, since it's really quick, put me in for the Sweet Creek Drawing, 10-14. But the reason why I was calling is my one of my husband's friend was buried yesterday. Mm. He was a healthy man, and he died of COVID. And the strange thing about it, he was double vaccinated. He died of COVID. He was healthy, and they buried him yesterday. And that's what I wanted to call in for.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Susan.
Okay,
Was he here in Alabama?
Yes, he was here in Montgomery.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Send some prayers to the family of Susan's friend. Ritz.
Hey, folks. I'll make it quick. The reason most people are suspicious of the government especially the response to this COVID virus, is the fact that they are concentrating on only immunization and making no effort to promote therapeutics, especially therapeutics that are cheap to provide, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Got it.
Why is this?
Why the not talking about those?
Yeah, drugs? Right. Yeah, why aren't they studying efficacy? And
you know what? And you have a point there, Ritz, because we have some of those medications, if you take in quickly after you're diagnosed with COVID, will make a huge difference, even in those who are at risk. But the emphasis these days is on preventing the spread, and so they don't want to say to you there's something that's going to help you significantly if you get it, because they want you to be more afraid of getting it. That's what I believe.
Yeah, and I think the main reason is because the pharmaceutical companies can't make as much money.
All right.
I think it's all driven by that.
Thanks, Ritz. You have a great day. All right. We are going to stop taking calls so that I can talk to Todd Stacey for a few minutes, guys.
I'm enjoying making some good points.
All right. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Rodney on the line. Rodney, we talked before. I love your name because it was, in fact, my stepfather's before he passed away. How's it going, Rodney?
Fine. I'll make it quick. The reason I was calling is to bring up the issue of, if you don't, and I'm fully vaccinated, but is it going to be more of a problem with people not taking it? If they don't take it, they're going to be forced to lose their jobs or being threatened to lose their jobs if you don't take it.
Well, I think that's happening.
Go ahead.
Put you in which ones?
Both, if you can.
I love that. Rodney, what's your date of birth?
5/22/68.
All right. There are companies that are already saying you have to be vaccinated to come to work. I believe, was it Microsoft or Apple? One of those just said it.
The VA just did it.
And the federal government, Biden has just said all federal employees, you either get the shot or you get tested routinely. Mm-hmm. I still think that if you're going to go that route, you might as well start doing the rectal testing, because that's a surefire way to make people quit.
Jeez.
That's what they're doing in China. They say it's more effective anyway.
Okay.
So if you're going to go all out, just make it happen, because there's nothing better than telling the federal employees every day to drop trowel when they walk in their building.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Todd's looking at me. Too funny. Well, thanks for calling, Rodney.
Thank you.
Barefoot Rebel on the line. Hiya, Barefoot Rebel.
Good morning, Miss Marie. I definitely would like to get in on the drawings, if that would be possible.
Both of them?
October 12th. Yes, ma'am.
October 12th. You got it.
Just real quick, I was just going to encourage you, as far as the shingle vaccine, definitely get it. I watched my grandmother take her down, and you think the pictures look rough?
Ugh.
The stuff is like lizard scales on your back. It is miserable. I'm in my mid-40s, and I've already told my doctor, I'm like, Can I get that shot?
I could have lived my whole life without Googling that.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of those things, once seen, it is never to be unseen again, especially in person. So,
loving
the show, looking forward to your guests, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Barefoot Rebel.
All right, bye.
Who's on three, Joey?
I don't know.
We don't know. All right.
Oh, wait. Papa B.
Papa B, hiya, good morning.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon. I don't even know what time of day it is.
Yeah, you're right. Good afternoon. Well, you know, I'm not against vaccines. I'm not against science and medicine. But they have weaponized, the Democrats have, this virus. And they've used it as a prod for elections and control. And, you know, it's just disgusting how they've used it. So why should we trust the federal government? We got several sets of information coming at us. Get the vaccine, but if you get the vaccine, you still got to wear a mask now. And I mean,
Papa B,
mask, don't mask. So, go ahead.
When it started being an issue. It was like watching a slow motion car crash or train wreck happen when it started being political. Yeah. Republicans are not masking, Democrats are getting the vaccine. When that started happening, I saw trouble brewing. And then yep. It just got worse from there. Todd, you have anything to add?
I totally agree. It's unfortunate. We've all been traumatized by this virus. I mean, it just, if you think about it, it's been 18 months of just awful, more than that, I guess. We're going on almost 2 years. And to add politics into it, it kills me every day. I'm a simple person. And even though I've worked in politics all these years, I still just don't see everything through a political lens. And unfortunately, that's sort of what we do these days. And I hate it because it's killing us.
It is literally killing some people.
Real briefly, I know you got to go, but do you remember the chicken biscuit wars between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes?
Yes.
I didn't understand it at first. But we're back to the chicken biscuit wars. It's just
that's
I don't understand what's going on. Why are we fighting about this when we don't really know the facts?
Yeah, and you know what? I think most people, I agree with you. It's funny you bring that up. We are in a political bubble, right? We all talk about it, and whether you're sitting here in the studio or listening, I mean, we are part of the political bubble, and so we obsess over these things, and we talk about them and think about them all the time. A lot of people don't. A lot of people are just living their lives and, you know, can do without all the politics, and sometimes I'm jealous of those people.
Yeah.
Same.
All right, thanks
Papa
a lot
B.
for letting me call in.
Thanks,
all
love. Right, Jim on the line. Hiya, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you today?
I'm fine. I would like to respond to a couple of calls a little ways back. First of all, my heart goes out to the family of this gentleman who died recently after having double doses of the vaccine. But what people need to just open their eyes and realize is that these people who've been vaccinated aren't contracting COVID. The vaccination itself is killing them. And the PCR test that's being used to diagnose COVID, which is a false test, that's not even intended to diagnose disease, is being utilized to get these false diagnoses.
Hold on, Jim. Did you just say the vaccine is killing people?
Yes, it is. It is killing people, and it's grievously injuring people.
Okay.
Unbelievable, the things that are happening. And
there have been reported deaths of people with side effects to the vaccinations, but I do not believe the conspiracy theory that there's been 40 plus thousand people who have been killed by this. And every drug has a risk. That's why you need to know your risk and talk to medical professionals.
No, ma'am. Absolutely not. We're not talking about a conspiracy theory. We're talking about facts. We're talking about data on the CDC's own.
We're heading into break, so I'm going to cut you off there. I do appreciate the call, but we got a limited amount of time of Todd Stacy's time, and I'm not going to spend it debating that particular issue. We just don't have the time for it.
Well, you don't want to talk about how many tens of thousands of millions of people have been killed by the vaccine? You don't want to talk about that? That's
You know, you got the vaccination, right?
Yeah.
You know how I can tell? Your third eye. scales you are growing.
Or the fact that I suddenly start buying Bill Gates stock or something.
Yes. It's a combination.
People ask me all the time, you know, where do you get your news? How do you do it? I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you any one news outlet except Alabama Daily News, but...
Speaking of which, you do have to tell our listeners where they can find you.
Yeah, well, that's a very good source of news daily. And if you want to cover, get into state politics, national politics, and, you know, from a cursory level and an exhaustive level, read us. It's aldailynews.com. What you're going to want to do, though, is get the newsletter. It's free. It comes out every morning. And that's just aldailynews.com. Click sign up, enter your name and your email, and you'll be on the list.
And then you will have like a cheat sheet to what I'm going to talk about, because his is one of the go-to resources before I come in during the day to see if I've missed any of the hot topics.
It very much is a cheat sheet. And